අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear students, you are welcome to Rohonu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Sanjeevani, a teacher from G. Avithava Nalanda Mahavidyalaya. Today, you are going to learn adverbs. Do you know what an adverb is? Children, an adverb is a word that describes a verb. What is an adverb? An adverb is a word that describes a verb. My dear students, there are different kinds of adverbs. They are adverbs of manner, adverbs of place, adverbs of time, adverbs of frequency, and adverbs of degree. The most common adverbs you can find are adverbs of manner, adverbs of manner. It means how something is done. Children, take out your notebook and write this example. Are you ready now? My grandmother walks slowly. My grandmother walks slowly. I'll ask a question from you. How does grandmother walk? How does grandmother walk? Answer is slowly. How does grandmother walk? She walks slowly. Children, in this sentence, the verb is walks. How does this action happen? This action happens slowly. So, my dear students, the word slowly is an adverb of manner. An adverb of manner describes how an action happens. Now, let's write these two words. First word is slow. S-L-O-W, slow. Did you write it? Next word is slowly. S-L-O-W-L-Y. Slow, slowly. Children, when we think about these two words, slow is an adjective. What is the adjective? Slow. Slowly is an adverb. What is the adverb? Slowly. Here, my dear students, the adverb slowly is formed by adding ly to the adjective. Right. Now, I'm going to tell you another two words. First of all, you have to write them very clearly. These are the two words. Happy, happily. H-A-P-P-Y, happy. H-A-P-P-I-L-Y, happily. Happy, happily. Now you have to find out the adjective first. Then you have to underline it. Next you have to find out an adverb. Then you have to circle it. What you have to do? You have to underline the adjective and circle the adverb. Now, let's discuss the answers. As you think, Happy is an adjective. Happy is an adjective. Happily is an adverb. Happily is an adverb. Here, you can see some adjectives which end with Y, change the Y into I and then add L-Y. Again, children, listen to me very carefully. Some adjectives which end with Y, change the Y into I and then add L-Y. Now, I'll tell you two more sentences. You have to write them very clearly. Are you ready? Roy is a good boy. Roy is a good boy. He behaves well. He behaves well. Check the spellings. B-E-H-A-V-E-S. Behaves. Now, you have find out an adjective and underline it. Then circle the adverb. Did you find the answers? Good is an adjective. Good is an adjective. Well is an adverb. Well is an adverb. How does Roy behave? He behaves well. So, well is an adverb of manner. Good, well. Good, well. Here, the whole word changes. I think now you all know the adverbs of manner well. Next, I'm going to teach you adverbs of place. Please write this example. I went home. I went home. Please circle the word home. Home is an adverb of place. So, my dear students, an adverb of place describes where an action happens. An adverb of place describes where an action happens. Now, I'm going to tell you another two more sentences. First, write them clearly. And you have to circle adverbs of place. Are you ready? The second sentence is, come here. Come here. In this sentence, which word is an adverb? Yes, here is an adverb of place. Here is an adverb of place. Now, shall we write the third sentence? No one likes to go there. No one likes to go there. Please circle the adverb of place. What is your idea? There is an adverb of place. There is an adverb of place. Here, the words home, here, and there are the examples of adverbs of place. Adverbs of place. Next, let's discuss adverbs of time. First, write this sentence. My friend Anu came to see me yesterday. 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 When did Anu come to see me? Yesterday. Please circle the word yesterday. Here, yesterday is an adverb of time. Yesterday is an adverb of time. I'll tell you another sentence. Please write this sentence. I'll go to Kandy. I'll go to Kandy tomorrow. I'll go to Kandy tomorrow. When will I go to Kandy? Please circle the word tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow is an adverb of time. Tomorrow is an adverb of time. Let's write this sentence. I'm going home now. I'm going home now. Now you have to find the adverb of time and circle the adverb. Shall we check your answer? Answer is now. So, my dear students, according to these three words, tomorrow, yesterday, now, we can see adverbs of time describes when an action happens. Now, I would like to discuss adverbs of frequency. First, write this sentence. I have told you twice. I have told you twice. He always tries to do his best. He always tries to do his best. Sometimes I go to work by train. Sometimes I go to work by train. Now it's time to find adverbs of frequency and circle the adverbs. Adverbs of frequency describes how often an action happens. In this first sentence, twice is the adverb of frequency. I think you can find adverbs of frequency in the second and third sentence and circle them. Children, have you found them? Yes, always, sometimes are the adverbs of frequency. Now, I'm going to discuss adverbs of degree. Please write this sentence. She is a very tall girl. She is a very tall girl. In this sentence, can you guess the adjective? Yes, tall is an adjective. Then what about the word very? The word very is used to modify an adjective. So very is an adverb of degree. Let's discuss another sentence. Please write this sentence. She sings extremely beautifully. She sings extremely beautifully. In this sentence, beautifully is an adverb. Beautifully is an adverb. So, circle the word extremely. Extremely is an adverb of degree. The word modifies other adverb. So, my dear students, an adverb of degree describes to what extent an action happens. In fact, adverbs are words we use to describe verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. Now I am going to draw your attention to the activity number 1. Read the instructions carefully. Find the adjectives in the first sentence and fill in the blanks with the corresponding adverb. The first one has been done for you. James is careful. Here, careful is an adjective. So, what is the adverb of it? He drives. Okay, children. How does Jane drive? He drives carefully. Careful, carefully. Careful, carefully. Now, look at the second sentence. The girl is slow. Slow is an adjective. So, what is the adverb? How does this girl walk? She walks slowly. Slow, slowly. Slow, slowly. Next, Her English is perfect. She speaks English. How does she speak English? Can you guess? Yes, the answer is perfectly. Perfect, perfectly. Perfect, perfectly. Look at the fourth sentence. Our teacher is angry. So, what is the adjective here? In this sentence, angry is an adjective. How does the teacher shout? She shouts angrily. How do you spell the word angrily? A-N-G-R-I-L-Y. Angry, angrily. Angry, angrily. Look at the fifth one. My neighbor is a loudspeaker. In this sentence, loud is an adjective. How does he speak? What is your idea? Yes, he speaks loudly. Loud, loudly. Now, I have discussed five sentences with you. And now, look at the other five sentences. Can you write the answers? Okay, let's try, my dear students. He is a bad writer. Please circle the adjective first. Yes, bad is the adjective. So what is the adverb of it? How are you going to write the adverb? How do you form this adverb? Yes, how does this writer write? He writes badly. So you have to add ly to the adjective. Look at the seventh one. Jane is a nice guitar player. Please circle the adjective first. Yes. Nice is an adjective. How does Jane play the guitar? He plays the guitar nicely. Nice, nicely. Nice, nicely. Look at the eighth one. He's a good painter. Good is an adjective. Can you remember our demonstration? Good, well. Good, well. He paints well. Look at the ninth one. She's a quiet girl. Can you circle the adjective now? Okay, children. Quiet is an adjective. How does she... Quiet is an adjective. She does her job quietly. Quiet, quietly. Look at the last sentence. This exercise is easy. You can do it easily. Can you spell the word easily? E-A-S-I-L-Y. Again, we'll check the answers. Slow, slowly. Perfect, perfectly. Angry, angrily. Loud, loudly. Bad, badly. Nice, nicely. Good, well. Quiet, quietly. Easy, easily. All these are adverbs of manner. I think you can do the activity number 9, which is on the page number 47 in your pupil's book. Now, I'm going to discuss activity number 10. Turn to page number 48 in your pupil's book. Activity number 10. Underline the adverb in these sentences. Number 1. Open the door very slowly and quietly. Here you can find two adverbs. Please circle them first. Yes, slowly and quietly are the adverbs of manner. Number 2. My little brother is splashing water in the pool noisily. So what is the adverb? Yes, noisily is the adverb of manner. Next, you can come here quickly. Come here quickly. Here quickly. Here quickly. These two words are adverbs. Here is an adverb of place. Here is an adverb of place. Quickly is an adverb of manner. Number four, we sometimes go out for dinner. Sometimes is an adverb of frequency and out is an adverb of place. Number five, they usually lock the door when they go out. Yes, usually is an adverb of frequency. Out is an adverb of place. So, my dear students, I think you all know. Finally, I'll give a sentence. You have to get some adverbs. The dog, space, wagged its tail and jumped, space, and space. Again, the dog, space, wagged its tail and jumped, space, and space. Can you guess how does this dog wag its tail? Yes. The dog happily wags its tail and jumped. Yes. Where did he jump? You can use up and down, up and down. So, my dear students, you can tell the answer like this. The dog jumped up and down. Finally, you can say, the dog happily wagged its tail and jumped up and down. The dog happily wagged its tail and jumped up and down. I believe that you know how to find adverbs, how to form adverbs, and how to use adverbs. Remember, children, adverbs are the words we use to describe verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. Now, we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you with another interesting lesson. Stay safe.
Rounu Guru Gedara Sambandhava ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
ජියපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරුගෙදර